here on behalf of Christian Watch to invite Mr. Michael Hobbis to come and speak to you. He's the National Coordinator for Christian Watch. He works full-time going around the country trying to encourage different meetings, different people, different churches to awaken from their apathy. Now, I don't think that's necessarily the situation here in Holywell, but I'm afraid it is the situation in many parts of the country. So without further ado, I'll ask Michael to come and speak to us.
I'd like to echo our brother's comments here and thanking you all for coming this evening. I'd like to speak on the campaign that we're running at the moment, Who is on the Lord's Side? But first I'd like to speak about the foundations of that campaign. You will all be familiar, no doubt, with the scripture, Who is on the Lord's Side? When Moses came down from the mount and found the people given over to idolatry and licentiousness, and he called, Who is on the Lord's Side? Well, this campaign, for obvious reasons, is called that. And it began late in 2011, and God willing, it's to continue through to 2013 and possibly beyond. And essentially, it's a call to arms to the individual believer and to the pastors of the professing Christian churches. And just as when Moses sounded out this call, he implied the question, who is going to stand under the Lord's banner? And who is on the Lord's side is not a call to convert necessarily, but it's a call to all in the professing church who are prepared to ally themselves with the truth and with the conformity to everything that's sound in doctrine. It's a positive response. It's not a negative response, but it's a positive response to the negative attitude that there is in the world and in the church to all that's holy. And I believe that the reason why this nation is in the condition that it's in is because of the way in which they've abandoned the Word of God. And Paul Connor mentions the Reverend Tarbox when he said, in the early part of this of the 20th century, I beg your pardon, in proportion to the lowering of the church's estimate of the scriptures, there had been a lowering of the tone of the spiritual life. And this, in his view, had created an atmosphere antagonistic to conversion. And in this atmosphere, the faithful churches suffered with the unfaithful. And in a similar vein, Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones said that he believed that virtually all of the troubles in the church today could be traced back to the church's drift away from the authority of the Bible. And it was the Lord that said, have not I written unto thee excellent things in counsel and knowledge, that I may make thee to know the certainty of the words of truth? And it's because there is no certainty, or very little certainty, of the words of truth, I believe, that it's necessary that this clarion call should go out, who is on the Lord's side. And we were speaking earlier, your pastor and I, how that last year was the celebration of the 400th anniversary of the King James Bible, and how everybody was acclaiming it as a masterpiece of English literature. And yet that same truth and that same book has been rejected and given a lower place than many of the perversions that have now replaced it. And the new evangelicalism that's now rampant in the society gathers ground daily. I was only had my attention drawn to something on the internet the other day, which I won't go into all the awful details, but the new evangelicals now have brought out a little baby. They call it the baby Jesus. It's like a girl's dolly, and it does everything a girl's dolly does. I won't go into all the details, as I said, but it's a blasphemy. And yet these people are doing it in the name of Christ. These are the people that are preaching a gospel. They're speaking about the blood of Christ. They're speaking about the doctrines that you and I hold to. And yet they don't hold them. They hold them in unrighteousness, because they're obviously far from God and far from the fear of God. And so this campaign is a call to return to the old paths. And if you go to our website, some of you have probably been, if you go to the website, you'll find the theme of the website is a return to the old paths. And it's always God that calls a return to the old paths. It's not man that calls a return to the old paths. When a nation has forsaken God's law, when it's forsaken his creator, it's then God that calls to a return to the old paths. And this surely he does now. And this is what we do in Christian Watch, and particularly with this campaign. And George Whitfield said in his day, when he first began to preach in England, he says, where are the societies? Where are the associations? There aren't any anymore, he said. And you know, I believe when the Spirit of God comes among a people, they form societies and associations to accomplish things for God. And George Whitfield knew that. And nowadays, of course, everybody's got this lager-type mentality where they've retreated into their churches. In the early church, it wasn't so. The Reformation day, it wasn't so. In revivals in Wales, it wasn't so. Everybody was just out and about seeking to do the will of God. And there are many contemporary Christian organizations today. Some will consider that perhaps I'm uncharitable when I say that they betray the very truth that they pretend to represent. And they seem to be just merely giving lip service to the gospel. We have pro-life groups, anti-gay groups, a form of Christianity which is no Christianity at all. Somebody sent me a book, Christianity Today, an evangelical magazine, and on the front was a picture of Kermit the Frog, which is an old cartoon some of you will be familiar with, and it was called The Gospel According to Kermit the Frog. These things are a travesty, and these things are a blasphemy, which no true Christian shouldn't have anything to do with at all. And Christian Watch differs from many other organizations. Some people will say to me, well, there are lots of societies, lots of organizations. How does Christian Watch differ? Well, Christian Watch differs because it seeks to stir up by the Spirit of God men and women to do things for the Lord, rather than to sit back and give their money to some society, for some other person to jet around the world doing this and that. Christian Watch seeks to involve the individual Christians in the work of Christian Watch. And my job is to visit area by area to form and to coordinate contact groups of believers who will publicly witness to God's truth, either in the marketplace, visit schools, and also, of course, as the occasion arises, as different needs arise, to pray for certain things nationally, and also to have sometimes a concerted campaign, a coordinated campaign in writing to MPs, etc. Now, I know there are probably many concerns from people about working together with other churches. But you know, our basis that we have sifts out many. And one of our bases is that we stand for the old authorized version. And there are very few nowadays that really do stand for the old authorized version. Some will say, well, our church does enough already. It's already working very hard. But you know, to coordinate prayer and to coordinate letters to Parliament on specifics, this is something that only a national group can do. Individual churches may do much, but only a national group can coordinate activity. And as a national coordinator, I'll be travelling throughout the UK, taking a message of who is on the Lord's side to as many churches as will listen, and encouraging many to return to the old paths, and also, of course, holding evangelistic open-air meetings in towns and villages. And all seeking inquiries, of course, will be directed to the nearest faithful local church. We have a Christian Watch orphanage school in Nigeria, which we support as we're able. But our main sphere of activity is the local contact group. And as David Cameron said in his, I think, last year, he's interested in the big society. He said, everybody should be involved in the big society. Well, in a similar way, but for much better reasons, we want everyone to be involved together in Christian Watch. This is why I'm here, obviously, to gather people together as members of Christian Watch. And there is a scripture that often comes to my mind, which I'd like to read to you from Nehemiah 2:17. Just a verse. Nehemiah has come and he's looked at the distress of Jerusalem and the terrible condition that that city was in. And he was full of zeal. And he said to them, that is the Jews, you see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lieth waste, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. Come, let us build up the wall of Jerusalem, that we be no more a reproach. And that was a call from Nehemiah, because the situation in his day was desperate. And I beg to say to you that it is even more desperate today. And people often say, well, we know that you stand for the truth, but why Christian Watch? What do you really stand for? Well, our response to things in the world today are as much a response to the new evangelicalism as they are to the moral and spiritual collapse in society. It's very easy to get all stirred up about the homosexual movement, abortion and so on, and we're all distressed about that. But there is an undermining of spirituality amongst us in our churches, which is within the church itself. As Paul said, I cease not to warn you day and night with tears because of those that would come among you. And I believe the great danger is those that have entered into the churches and engineered almost a collapse within the churches of true evangelicalism. So our aim is as much to do with gathering true believers together to confront that as it is to confront the moral and spiritual collapse in society. So I won't spend too much more time. I could explain to you perhaps more and more about various contact groups. There is a contact group at the moment that's very active in the south of England, and I go out with them as often as I can in the open air, and they're very active in their own churches. They work in their own churches, they support the pastor, as they should do, but they also come together to work for Christian Watch as well. They don't dissipate their energies, they come as they're able, and we have a joint open-air meeting. We stand faithful and square on the authorized version and the truth of God as it is in the scriptures. So I do take this opportunity to ask you to join with us. Go and visit the website, but also pick up a membership form from one of the leaflets at the back. And there's lots of literature on the table which you can take free of charge. But do take a membership form. The membership is £10 a year, and for that you receive a newsletter. And I think the £10 just about covers the cost of the postage of the newsletter and the production of it. And from that newsletter, of course, you'll, from time to time, have various concerns raised which you're asked to pray for. And sometimes, obviously, asked to make representations to your local MP about. And so I think that's really all I can say to you at the moment, except that the work is progressing now in Liverpool. We're trying to get a Christian watch group growing in Liverpool, and there's a member here in the congregation, a member of Christian Watch, who, God willing, is going to be the start a nucleus of a contact group here in Liverpool and in this area, God willing. And I'm going to see Calvin Streep, who's a Free Presbyterian minister over in Liverpool, on Monday, and try and recruit his help as well. Thank you for the opportunity to speak to you. And I haven't presented perhaps the work of Christian Watch in the way that I'd like to have done, but I can make up for that if you'd like to come and talk to me afterwards, and I'll answer any questions that you have.